This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're going to be talking about personal responsibility, but I'd just like to share with you, Gwyneth mentioned heat shrink tubing. So, class, what you do is if you have a connection that you want to protect from corrosion, and let's say it's exposed to the weather or the elements, or even if it's inside, what I do is I use something called heat shrinkable tubing. And think of it like a straw. A straw that would be the appropriate size to slide over a wire and or the junction or the connection of or the splice where you put a couple wires together. And you make a good mechanical connection. You first you slide the heat shrink tubing over the wire, then you make a good mechanical connection, then you solder it with 6040 radio solder, not acid core, rosin core solder, not acid core, use rosin core solder, and then the heat shrink tubing takes the place of tape, and what you do is you just heat it. Now, if you're inside and you've got access to a heat gun, you know, few hundred degrees, it will melt the plastic into a smaller and smaller shape, and it will conform to the splice. If you're out in the field, you can use a lighter, a Bic lighter, or a match, you know, not in the flame, but just hold the heat shrink tubing above the flame, and the heat will tend to shrink that tubing, and you make a good weather-resistant type cover on that connection. And heat shrink tubing is available in lots of places. You can buy it on the internet. You can buy it at Harbor Freight Tools. And we keep it here at the farm for lots of repairs that we make, you know, under the vehicles, telephone wiring, all kinds of things. So I just wanted to share that. And that's what you did, right, Gwyneth?
That's right, yep. And on top of the heat shrink tubing, I did also put a layer of electrical insulation tape. And, you know, but I use the heat shrink tubing. And one thing I have to say, make sure that you're very careful not to burn the electrical insulation when so you got to keep the flame moving quite quickly, I've found.
Yes.
If you keep it in one spot for too long, you might burn the insulation on the wire. That was a mistake that I made. But we live and learn, don't we? Anyway.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Gwyneth, I am just delighted to hear that you had a problem with your telephone wiring. It was outside. And heck, you know, you just fixed it yourself. And, you know, I thought that you might need some, you know, some heat shrink tubing and a voltometer, and that's why I sent them your way.
Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, I'm really
well, I'm really proud of you. I'm really proud of you. That's, you know, you're showing our class that yeah, you can do it. You can do it. All you have to do is want to do it, and then apply yourself. Okay, personal responsibility. That's something that you wanted to talk about today.
Yeah, that's right. It actually fits right in with all the articles mm-hmm. that you were talking about in the first hour. You know. You've got to look at the parts of the world where in the culture they really, really emphasize personal responsibility as a virtue, okay? If you go to parts of the United States that still have a very traditional lifestyle, like Amish, Mennonite, type areas, a lot of Native American settlements that still live in the traditional way, not the ones that have been taken over by meth and alcohol. But, you know, there are still, I'm sure, Indian reservations where the people live in a very sort of traditional way. They value personal responsibility. They look after themselves. They produce their own electricity. They, you know, they have their own water supply. They grow their own food, okay? And then, you know, or they might decide that they don't want to have electricity. Like many Amish communities, they go old school with, you know, oil lamps and that sort of thing for their lighting and heating. And they maintain woodlots for their firewood. It's about they take responsibility for their own existence. And if everybody did that, then there would be practically no environmental problem. Because, you know, it's like this. On our farm, we had a, you know, when my friends gave me a lift home, they came up the driveway so that we could drop the shopping off near the front door. And there was one of my son's friends, and he pointed at the pressure tower. This is the tower that you pump water up to so that you have water pressure in the taps. Here in this country, they call them header towers. I think in the United States, they probably call them water towers or pressure towers, depending on where you are. He said, oh, what's that treehouse over there? And I said, it's not a treehouse. And I explained about what a header tower is, what a water pressure tower is. You've got to pump the water up. And I said, we do that during the day when there's, you know, we have solar-powered electricity. During the day, we pump water up to the pressure tower, and it flows down through the pipes into the taps, and that's how we have water pressure in the house. The water comes out of the taps. And he'd never considered anything like that. And because he lives in town, he lives on the grid, and, you know, he'd never even considered how the water pressure gets into the taps, you know. And I'm sure that a lot of people who live in town are exactly like that. They don't even think about it. They just turn the tap on and there's water pressure in there. Now, with this header tower, it's an IBC, it's a food-grade IBC cube, you know, the white plastic cubes in the cage. And it's 1,000 litres, 250 gallons. And we know that if we go through more than one of those a week, then we, you know, we've got to slow down on our water use because there might be a problem later on because we have 40,000 litres, 10,000 gallons of water storage capacity. And that's to get us through the 5 or 6 months where we don't get rain. That 40,000. So if you figure it out, probably on average we would use about 26,000 litres. Of that 40,000 litres over the course of the summer. And the extra is a buffer. Now, we've just switched over from the 17,500 litre tank to the 22,500 litre tank. Okay? So I know, you know, it's probably going to rain within about the next 4 to 6 weeks. Okay? So we're actually pretty well on target for our water use. It'll rain, and within a short period of it beginning to rain, the first tank will be full again, and it'll overflow the overflow pipes directly into the second tank. But we know if this was happening, you know, that the first tank was empty, like around about Christmas time or before Christmas, I would be going, whoa, we have got to stop. We need to take account. We need to slow down on the water use. Something's happening, blah, 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 blah. But now I'm like, well, it's probably going to rain within 4 to 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks at the most. And, you know, we've still got enough water to last us for maybe about another 21 or 22 weeks. So, you know, but that's what you've got to do when you're on the grid. Sorry, when you're off the grid, when you're living right. this sort of prepper lifestyle. The advantage of it is we get an absolutely pristine water supply. I know where that water's been. It's come straight off my roof, into my tanks, no treatment. It's absolutely pure, beautiful water to the point of where we take a water bottle out with us. You know, you see the water that they have for the water bottle in the cafe, and our tank water is actually better. So we'll be at a cafe somewhere in town, and they'll bring a carafe of water, and then we'll put our water bottle on the table. And, of course, we eat their food and we drink their coffee and all of that as well. So they don't particularly mind that we pull our own water bottle out and put it on the table. But they produce a water bottle which is tap water, and they put it on the table as a matter of course. You know, most cafes here do because it is such a hot climate.
Over the years, I have seen what happens when people fill swimming pools with water from municipalities. It's not always as clean as it appears to be coming out of the tap. So there are a lot of impurities in it, and when you see it 8 feet deep in a pool, it's kind of a shocker. It's an eye-opener that, we actually drink that stuff.
It's really serious because that's an if you get water and you run up 8 feet deep and it has a blue or a green tint, that indicates copper contamination, which can actually kill you. And there was a scandal a while back about, 10 or 20 years ago, because the Melbourne town water was coming out of the tap. So blue that it appeared blue in a bathtub.
We have an instructor. Well, let me tell you when we come back about an instructor who traveled from Europe to the United States and what this instructor said about restaurants and our water. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I was chatting with one of our instructors from Europe, and this instructor came to visit the United States. The instructor said to me, "Vincent, do you know that in the United States, restaurants do not filter their water? Do you know that it comes right out of the tap, unfiltered? Do you know that you're drinking that if you go to a restaurant?" And I said, "Yeah, that's exactly right. We don't filter our water. And we might for making coffee or tea, but not for water in glasses. And if you just smell the water in a glass at a restaurant in the United States, most probably it will smell of a tremendous amount of chlorine off-gassing from that water. It's horrible.
Yes,
absolutely horrible.
Chlorine.
So the instructor was right.
Taste the fluoride when you're used to drinking pure rainwater. You can taste it.
I cannot drink restaurant water. Not that I go to restaurants a lot, but when they say, would you like some water? And I'll say, no, no. And I don't want soda either, because they use the same water generally for that. It's got fluoride in it. And the filters, they may filter out some of the smell of the chlorine, but they don't filter out the fluoride. So I typically either bring my own or I don't have any water at all. That's what I do when I go to a restaurant, which is very infrequently.
Yep. Anyway, what happens to your society when you have a culture of not taking personal responsibility, okay? You start blaming somebody or something else for your problems. That's what happens. Because when something goes wrong, somebody has to be responsible, okay? You know, if you're somebody who's into taking personal responsibility and something goes wrong, like, for instance, taking the example of the horse and the telephone line, I thought, that darn horse, I'll have to move it into another paddock. That puts the responsibility off the horse and onto me, you know. It's just what you do as somebody who's preparedness-minded. And I got my pliers and I got my lighter and I got the spotlight and all the rest of it. And I headed up to the paddock where I was pretty sure I knew exactly where it had broken. And yes, it broke in that place because the horse tripped over the telephone line in the middle of the night up in the paddock. And up at the point where it goes up into the trees. And it wasn't his fault. He didn't see, you know. It was probably dark. And normally when it's not dark, he's quite careful to avoid such things. You know, but it's a thing of, if you were somebody in a communist country, or if you were somebody who was not into taking personal responsibility, you would totally blame the horse. You absolutely would. You wouldn't think to yourself, oh, I better move that horse. It keeps on doing that, blah, 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 blah. And, I mean, it's not like it happens all the time. This is, like, probably the second time in 6 months that the horse has done this. And, you know, it's something where it's an example. You have got to take responsibility for the things that go wrong in your life, and you have to take actions to put it right, because otherwise you get into a situation of blaming everyone and everything except, number one, where the blame probably actually really truly belongs. It probably belongs with you yourself when things go wrong, okay? And, you know, otherwise you get into situations like communism, okay? Now, everybody loves communism when it's first introduced because everybody gets free stuff, okay? And people who are nefarious get to do bad things to their enemies who are not nefarious, because that's the nature of communism. It's a murderous system. And, you know, in the Communist Manifesto, Lenin was quite open about it. He said we need to kill 9 out of 10 people out there. That's Vladimir Ilyich Lenin said that, you know. The 9 out of 10 people are generally the 9 good people, and they leave the 1 bad person alone. You can't have a society running like that. You'll get collapsed.
We'll be right back.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protective.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isis is with us, and if you'd like to find out more about her, you can go to usapreparers.com and click on the instructors tab, and you'll learn more about her. Gwyneth, what about your newest adventure on the internet? Would you like to tell us about that?
Okay, yes. I've actually had a page on Steemit, okay, which is www.steemit.com. Since 2016, but it's been on the back burner. but I'm starting to post a lot more stuff on there. Now, Steemit is actually a blockchain-based social media site. more or less modeled on Facebook, except with Facebook, you can have posts just vanish after you've posted them. That cannot happen with Steemit because the posts are actually encoded into a blockchain, okay? And that blockchain is basically linked to their own cryptocurrency called Steem Coin. That's S-T-E-E-M coin. And so when you upvote, which is their version of like, a post on Steemit, then it actually generates some of these Steem coins. Which means that, you know, all the Steemit posts are all monetized and you can take the Steem coins and you can trade them for US dollars on just about any cryptocurrency exchange. And so I thought, well, you know, YouTube, Facebook, etc., obviously, you know, they... They could just shut your YouTube page down. They could just shut your Facebook page down. I've still, at this time, I've still got my YouTube and my Facebook happening as well, and I'm still posting things there as well. But eventually I'm going to go to posting exclusively on Steemit and using other video sharing sites other than YouTube because YouTube has demonetized my page. And they, all my videos on YouTube are now demonetized. That means, their reach is far restricted. And they're, as far as, well, they're just engaged in outright fraud. Because for years they've been, you know, messing with my view counts. They've been messing with all of that sort of thing. And then they turn around and say, oh, because you've got less than 1,000 views in the last year with less than 1,000 hours of watch time, then we're going to demonetize your page. Well, yeah, the reason why it's got less than 1,000 views on your accounting is because your accounting doesn't account for all the people that have been watching it. I know that more people than what have been, what they've been recording has been watching my YouTube videos. Because sometimes there's been a wide discrepancy between the publicly reported view counts and what's been appearing on my own Creator Studio back end of YouTube. That's, I've noted that numerous times. But it's all tying back to YouTube is clamping down on pretty well everybody who is alternative media, preppers, people who have how-to pages, basically anybody who has a clue out there, even going to people like PewDiePie, who was totally non-political, was into making, you know, YouTubes about video gaming. But that made him political because ultimately he's a Viking, and if you poke a Viking, you get a response. Just like if you poke, I don't know, a finale, you get a response.
Yeah, and I believe I do have some Viking blood in me.
Yeah.
My dad was 6 feet tall, roughly, and 185 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. And that's kind of unusual for most Italians. But the Vikings did invade northern Italy, where my dad's family is from. And we've talked about this, and you're right. There's some characteristics that some people have that
it's just
you
genetic.
Really, yeah, can't we can't
some
help it?
Some people can't help it. If you poke them, mm-hmm. they're going to shout. And
yeah.
PewDiePie, because he's Swedish, they're a Viking nation. They're on, and you know, once these Swedes get off their rear end. And once they stop just kowtowing to their government with official political correct Stockholm syndrome, once they wake up, they are going to throw those Muslims out of that country. You know, there's no way that they're going to continue putting up with it. And all that they have to do is reawaken that inner Viking nature and say, I'm not sure how you would say it in Swedish, but we would say, no, you're not going to do this anymore. You know, we're not going to allow it. We're going to set up a system where our people can defend themselves. And we're not going to care what the government says, because the government is not your friend. It's not there to help you. It's there to operate a cartel. It's there to collect taxes. It's there to control you. It's there to control your travel. It's there to control your children. It's there to stop you from being independent.
Absolutely. You know, Gwyneth, I did a special broadcast this week, and I called it Directed Return Fire. And that is what happens when someone provokes a member of the Fanelli family. And I talked about three generations of Fanellis, my dad, me, and my son, one of our sons. And I just selected three of us. And what happened when we were provoked, attacked, threatened, what we did. And I called it directed return fire. And I haven't stopped with this yet. I'm gonna talk more about that. And an example of that is what you just said, taxes. So, as an example, when the government of our corporation, of our little county, decides to raise taxes, I consider that an attack and a threat on us. They make stuff up. So, you know, they say, well, you know, we think your house is this large, we think you've finished it at this level, and they haven't been inside, and they will not come inside because I won't let them. So what I do is my directed return fire is not to shoot at them, but I challenge them using their rules in their venue, and I go there and I say, okay, show me line by line, item by item, penny for penny, exactly how you arrived at this total number where you have assessed the value of our property. Well, they have. It's very difficult for them. But I make them go through the exercise, and I tell them that I've planned to spend the rest of the day with them, because when I get back home, my family's going to expect me to be able to explain what happened and why our taxes have gone up. Now, in the case of Rich Sheban, he did this with me yesterday. And in his case, they had an assessor from out of town, from another county, assess his property, and he does not have a full bathroom. But they made it up. They said, okay, you've got a finished basement, you have electric service here, and you've got bathrooms, and they raised his real estate taxes. And so he is challenging them. And I said to him yesterday on the phone off the air, in this directed return fire, okay, so they'll probably tell you, well, Rich, you missed the window. You know, we gave you 2 weeks. We posted it in the newspaper. You missed the window. So next year you can, arrange a meeting and we'll talk about the valuation. But you're going to have to pay this year the increased valuation, even though you claim that you don't have, you know, the finished basement, you don't have the on-grid status, and you don't have these bathrooms that we say you have. Well, I told him that I would go visit them and say, you know what? There's no statute of limitation on fraud. You guys have committed fraud.
I have.
Now you're going to reduce my taxes right now. Right now. That's how I would handle it. And that's what I'm talking about, directed return fire. And then, you know, do you threaten them with physical harm? No. You tell them how it's going to be. Now, Sen Su says, don't tell your enemy what you're going to do. Vinny doesn't do that. Vinny says, here's how it's going to play out. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make you famous. Now, if you don't have a radio show, can you still make someone famous for crimes they commit or infamous? Of course you can. You can get a Steam it page. You can go do make a YouTube video and, you know, it'll stay there for a little while till it gets shut down. You can get a website. You can have a blog. You can take these guys' pictures, name the names, write what they've done. In your opinion, here's what has happened. They hate that. Give out their phone numbers. They hate it.
And then you'll be famous, and then they'll be famous. Because people, you know what? The mainstream media actually figured this out a long, long time ago and have milked it like you wouldn't believe. People love a good scandal. They love to hear about when somebody else has done the wrong thing. That's why, you know, the Woman's Weekly, the Woman's Day, People magazine and all the rest of it, you know, Vanity Fair, that's why all these magazines sell. Because, guess who kissed who?
Yeah,
you know,
and in 417 magazine, they invented a scandal, and they called it, you know, the Doomsday Diaries. Preppers flocked to the Ozarks to ride out the end of civilization. They manufactured their own scandal.
I wrote in the email, yay, Vinny's actually done something really, really great. He's made a prepper center for the whole United States up at the Ozark Mountains.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
When we come back, Gwyneth, I'd like to tell you a story about a guy who threatened the utility company. We'll be right back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, if you'd like to learn more about Gwyneth Isaacs, you can go to USAPrepares.com. And I just updated the instructor's website page. And so click on the instructors tab. And you'll find Gwyneth Isaacs there, and you can go to a link to her Steemit page or her Facebook page. Okay, and I think you'll get a real thrill out of seeing her Steemit page. There's an image of Gwyneth. She's a pretty big girl. She's pretty tall, and she's wearing a hat, and looks like she's dressed for an evening adventure. She's surrounded by books, and she's wearing pearls. And looks like a fur. Is that correct, Gwyneth?
Yeah, that was a bit of a dress-up day that I had at in one of the towns around here. It's known for its antique shops, and I'm kind of into old wares.
Yeah,
and old technology, and so the people in the local bric-a-brac and antique shops, they all know me. And I went in there and I was going to apply for, to be a photographic model, of somebody who was photographing people dressed in a very, very traditional way. And so I had these photos made up. And I didn't end up getting the job on the shoot, and that was okay. But I had these lovely photos, so I used one of them on my Steemit page. And one day when I'm a zillionaire, I'm going to get my teeth fixed. People will also notice my bad teeth. That's from two things. It's from when I was a child, my mother gave me fluoride tablets. And I chewed them, and that pretty well destroyed my teeth. And the other thing that didn't help either was having to live for many, many years in poverty, including certain episodes when I had to be homeless. And poverty is actually something that will destroy your teeth, no doubt about it. And You know, so I've been accused of using substances. I don't use any substances, you know. The strongest thing I would take would be a Panadol or a cup of tea or coffee. But I have got a sweet tooth as well.
Yeah, I thought you might say that the strongest thing that you've taken would be a class one drug called sugar.
I actually do like my sugar. I must confess.
Yeah.
I actually do like my sugar.
We all need to get off sugar as much as we can.
I know.
Gwyneth, there's a guy in New Jersey, in the United States, and his name is Robert Winter. He's a 63-year-old guy, and he was charged with making terroristic threats. Now, what happened was he has been without power, you know, for, I guess, over a week. And so he calls the utility company, and the utility company is called Jersey Central Power and Light Corporation. And he called him, and he became agitated while speaking with the utility staff person. So they say that he threatened to kidnap an employee and then indicated that he knew how to make bombs and he would blow up a substation so nobody would have power. So what they did was, you know, of course, they record these phone calls. The security department calls the cops. The cops arrest this guy. Now, he's just a guy who's just frosted because it's cold. He doesn't have any electricity. He wants them to do something about it, but he did it the wrong way. So here's a guy that took it unto himself, and the reaction of the authorities was swift and pretty severe. Now, what is the answer if you want to have personal responsibility? Generate your own electricity. Get out of there.
Yep.
Don't be a subject of Jersey Central Power and Light. Do what Gwyneth has done. Wood stove. Wood stove, solar panels, inverter. Yeah, move to a farm. Fast. Unless you get out of the city, you are going to continue being a subject. Hey, Gwyneth, thanks so much for being with us. I'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.